That's how I would study for my.
I do too.
All right, you're live.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'll just change the agenda right away.
And do a roll call.
Will do. 7 p.m. on Monday, June 15th, calling the Historic Review Board special meeting to order. Quick roll call. Mr. Mattis?
Here.
And your name already, I'm sorry.
Lewis.
Ms. Lewis?
Here.
And Mr. Sherlin?
Here.
And Thanks, I am here as Chair Peterson.
And Chris Kerr's here, staff.
So today's meeting was sort of solely for the purpose of endorsing some of the work happening down in the Archbridge area. And we have a few visitors today. Have you had a chance to sign in?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I'm anticipating you all came because you care about this topic and have something to say.
I don't know about something to say, but care about it, yes.
That's fine. If it's all right with you, I think our plan is to talk about this a little bit, and after we get done talking, we'll open it up, and if you guys mm-hmm. want to add something, we can give anybody a brief.
Great.
So, Chris, thank you for drafting this.
Yeah, of course. Do you want me to just spend a minute to talk about the letter?
Yes, please.
I'm going to have to jump off later. I have a 2-year-old that, unfortunately, a babysitter fell through tonight, so I apologize for not being able to attend in person. But first, I'd like to thank Jim and commend him for all his work. Obviously, we used his letter as the templates for ours. What I tried to do with the Historic Review Board's letter, though, was to go back, looking through the original documentation from when we went from the Historic Resources Advisory Board to become a review board, and look at our mission and incorporate that into the letter. And then I also used and borrowed, I guess you could say, some of the purpose and intent statements from the historic overlay zone in the municipal code. So really, I just tried to take that, incorporate it into the letter, and shift the focus a little bit to, showcase kind of our view on the topic.
Appreciate it, Chris. It's very good letter. I have a few suggestions at the point that we want to make that sort of a thing. Could I make a couple introductory type of statements, if I may? Your meeting here, and I appreciate most of the members of the board are. They're still in the workplace, as you can see. Sometimes we have difficulty, getting quorum. I'm retired, so I have a little more, flexibility on that score than they do. I did bring. We had a fairly contentious hearing last Tuesday,
right.
That dealt with an issue that the city council had remanded back to us, and we worked through that. And then at the end of all of our meetings, we have an opportunity to have a business, from the members. And I introduced to the board a letter that I had delivered on behalf of the Willamette Falls Heritage Foundation to the council last month, pointing out that the foundation is all about somewhat similar to the role of the Historic Review Board. It's very much about preserving historic places. Where the foundation is the one that's doing a lot of the work with the 142-year-old locks and trying to get those, all that goes with that sort of stuff. So on behalf of that foundation, I had written a letter at their behest and delivered it to the council, and I thought it might be appropriate for this board to do a similar sort of a thing. Ms. Lewis, for your background, she's new to the board. Last year, I was co-chair of this board. And in that role was asked to be on the advisory committee working on the Bolton plan and the Archbridge plan, ostensibly to represent this board. And a lot of our focus then was to try and be sure that the old City Hall was was going to stay in that plan as it would work its way through. And there was a lot of very good work on the part of the consultants for the city in that came to the advisory board. They did a lot of economic analysis, you know, what sorts of uses could be viable in the market for that area with different kinds of uses. And did, you know, surveys as to needs and all sorts of things of that sort. So there's a lot of good work. But one of the pieces where I think it could have been much better, and it falls under the category that, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. And what came in toward the end of that whole process were the pictures of, I'll use the word cookie cutter, looking like buildings that would be in that area that did not reflect, you know, many of those people on the advisory committee's hopes as to what the designs would look like in terms of those uses. But unfortunately, a picture, you know, is worth a thousand words, and a lot of folks in our community, I think, have looked at those pictures and thought, wow, that doesn't fit very well at all. And I think that's contributed to some of the misunderstandings. You know, it does talk about in the document, you know, we need design standards, and that's what would control a lot of what looks like there. And this board, you know, is certainly familiar with, and Chris has worked that into this letter a little bit, to an overlay zone that, you know, allows for design standards to be developed in a particular area. That's what we have in the Willamette Historic District. So that's just a little background that I feel like I need to get off my heart.
You have a lot of heart. So, Jim, you had some.
Yeah, the only. Edits. Yeah, it falls in the very last paragraph because when I delivered, I think for the foundation, it wasn't clear to me or to us at least where things stood. But I understand that, you know, there are. Things are being worked at, even though we're not at a hearing stage with the Planning Commission or certainly not to the Council with anything at this point. But there is work being done. So rather than talking about...
Please begin.
Please begin. Yeah, that seems to be a little bit dated now. So I would suggest, and I'll give you a copy of one of might suggest might be a little bit of a change, and that would be
we can share.
There we go. Thank you.
That in that last paragraph, it would read, and this is done. Forgive me, I'm afflicted with a law degree, so when I change anybody else's words, I do this red line business, but it would read if it was taken, if you took my suggestions, in conjunction with the Willamette Falls Heritage Foundation, the Historic Review Board urges the city to move forward with the next phase of creating a future plan for the historic but underutilized part of our community where the city began in the 19th century. During the process of adopting design standards, community development, and zoning codes for the Archbridge area, please see that the historic values within the area are protected and ensure that new development will reflect those values as well. And the HRV pledges to support that endeavor in any way we can. So that would be my
suggestion. Sounds great.
Were you an English teacher, or?
No, nobody would ever accuse me of that either.
Christine, you had a few edits as well.
Yeah, I guess my only edit is regarding the first paragraph. I think if we want to have this document stand as written word in addition to oral testimony, just the first two sentences could be shifted a little bit so we start out a little stronger, that the Westland Historic Review Board supports ... since it does make sense to, you know, start with an introduction if you're speaking, but not as sensical if we want this to be a document we post on the web or have as a standalone document without the testimony attached. So, I would think there could be two versions. One is the version you'll literally read, and the other just starts with Westland Historic Review Board.
Okay.
supports, and then continuing on with the rest of that sentence.
Is it sentence two? Would that pick up the Westland Historic Review Board supports, or maybe just passed a motion?
Yeah, passed a motion to go on record
right.
to support.
Right,
yeah.
Sounds good.
H-R-B. And guys, I'm writing all this down, but I hope that someone
is
at the meeting.
That's not necessary. I think Dan will do a motion capturing them all, and I'll get the recordation and have Adam.
Okay, great.
And your final, what you want to do is make sure that you're authorizing Adam to sign for this.
Yeah.
To sign
yep.
this.
Okay. Cool. We trust him implicitly. In that.
Dangerous guys.
I guess one comment that I have too is, I thought it might be a good idea to link this to the Willamette Historic District. I don't know if we want to beef that up at all. I only think I have one sentence in there right now. But if there's any other items we want to touch on, I certainly would be opposed to it.
The history is certainly tied.
But this won't be our only opportunity to try to.
No. I guess I could see a request that we be included in some of the, any sort of code or design criteria that our council comes up with, just because of our experience with the local historic district.
Sure. All I'm trying to say is that, this will build upon the efforts that the city has made over the past decade.
Sure.
True.
For historic preservation within the city.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a template, and I think that's what you were shooting for here, where we have an overlay district that was created down there, and I think it's been very successful in creating a very specific theme for what that area is supposed to look like and the expectations for what's going to happen there. I think that's the idea that you'd be copying that and coming up with something that was very specific in terms of the design guidelines that are created.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you did have a reference in here, Chris, right? Somewhere?
Yes.
Paragraph 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's written well written.
Yeah, your second sentence in paragraph 3, I mean, we could maybe elaborate on that, but I think it kind of speaks to it.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think it does speak to it, Chris. I think it speaks to it very well.
Fair enough, then.
Before we take a motion or a vote, do we care to hear any public testimony? If there is any.
Sure.
Sure.
You guys have made the trip down here.
I have a question.
Sure thing.
Karen Park. So is the Historic Review Board's, I guess, end game or game plan, or is it your desire that any development there in the Archbridge area also come under the purview of the Historic Review Board the same way the Willamette development in the Willamette District does, so that you sort of pass muster on whatever's going to happen? Is that the idea?
I don't. We've not had any discussion.
You haven't thought about that?
Of that
no.
nature.
You think it would be a good idea? I do.
I do.
So much of what would be unlike the Willamette District, in which there is. There's a lot of historic properties there that are on mm-hmm. the register and we create a district. I don't know, there are definitely
it's
heritage sites
looks,
there.
But it's different looks. It's not a unified.
It's not a unit. No, yeah. It is, there's different eras there, from the, the 1922 bridge to, the 1911 or 10 Sullivan plant to the 1936 Old City Hall. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that would work under a standard district sort of process, but we certainly want to have input in terms of
on the Willamette District. While new development is under our purview, there aren't that many sites to be developed within mm-hmm. Old Town Willamette, and the majority of it is looking at renovations and remodels to residential mm-hmm. properties. Mm-hmm. And we weigh in on some of the commercial development on Willamette Falls Drive, but not within our specific sort of jurisdiction. So I don't know how that would look necessarily. I think at this point, without getting into the specifics of how it works and solving that yet, it's we'd like the city to establish some criteria and sort of a baseline for protecting the historic resources that are in that Arch Bridge area.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe the next step then would be, okay, which body is going to be the one that oversees that?
Yeah. How do you develop design standards? How do you then enforce and implement them? How do you educate people? You know, that is a big topic and one that needs to be studied and thought about for some time.
Yeah.
You know, because it impacts this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good question.
So, thank you. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Jason Kahn, and it's just, I mean, because we've just left from, the Historic District, Willamette Falls Historic District, we're trying to get the national recognition from Lake Oswego up to Shampooey Park and stuff. Mm-hmm. Willamette Falls, it says here in your letter, you know, it's 142-year-old. It was, first built as private, and then the government took it over and stuff. It's just with the Indian fishing history and everything here, I could see where I'd want the historic board to have a lot of say in, we're not going to allow you to build a 5-story, you know, modern condominium there because it just will not look correct. And stuff, because it's with Oregon City doing their thing on the other side of the river, and, you know, they've got a long process there, just like it would be a long process for the Arch Bridge plan. But to have some guidance to where they can't just put up modern buildings. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we want the modern efficiencies, but they can still, it adds cost, I'm sure. I'm pretty positive of that. But something to stay along more of the historic look. Mm-hmm. So when people look across from Oregon City, when they're doing the walk down the river, they look over, what's that? And they can walk across the bridge and see, okay, and then there's the history of the locks and just tying into this falls plan.
Right. Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's really the whole purpose of this kind of letter is let's show as a board our support for the city doing just that.
I mean, because I would love to see the area developed. It's going to be a pain developing it. It's a process like anything else. But there's so much potential there for... Because realistically, in Westland, we don't have any big box development lots left with easy access. I mean, just, you know, thinking of all of our hills and small streets and the highways and the way everything's constricted, we're not going to get in Fred Meyer's or a full Walmart and stuff. We got their grocery store, but I said we won't get the full big box stores and stuff for bigger jobs. So how can the city bring money in? The only way the city's going to really be able to bring revenue is going to be to have the tourism points. I mean, we got parks everywhere and green spaces. It's great. I love seeing, you know, I've got family of deer that hangs out in my backyard. It's, as long as I keep my garden fence up, everything's good. But, you know, that's going to be the next thing is to, you know, we want to bring in, we're going to bring in tourism dollars.
Well, and I think you're, at least for me, you're singing to the choir because I'm the secretary of the Willamette Falls Heritage Area Coalition, which is the group you're referring to, that's trying to get the national designation for the Willamette Falls area that will go down the Mission Bottom. What happens in the Arch Bridge area is going to be a piece of that fabric. Mm-hmm. Tourism is going to be a big piece of that, you know. I mean, some of us can envision, you know, the locks being open and the old stern wheelers taking people down there to visit, you know, the heritage sites and maybe get further down and, you know, side trips to the Yamhill Pinot Noir country and some of the beautiful agricultural irises and dahlias and what have you. You could do that on the Willamette. You can't do that on the Columbia. So you could replicate a little bit of what goes on in some of the European rivers.
The locks, that's getting the Corps of Engineers, it's money, but that's things that we worked out down the road. I like what you just said there. I mean, that's, you know, they talk about kayaking, the little kayak company there in Oregon City. You know, I think if you had locks that worked, everything would smell a little bit better because the water would flow.
Yeah. You'd have one river.
Yeah.
Right now we have two rivers.
But I'd say it would be great.
else?
Let me ring that back in. Give me one second. To cut you short, we're in agreement.
I just want to state that, hey, that's kind of what I was hoping to hear when I come here, is that,
I have one thought, and I feel very strongly about this, that...
Can I get you to hold that chair for one? Because he's on the quorum. Is that right?
Is that Chris on the phone?
Yeah. Hope he does. I don't want to lose a quorum and not get our letter. That's all right with you guys.
If we don't want to lose our quorum.
We do not want to lose our quorum.
Can't do business.
You're like outer space.
Yeah, right. So Chris will wrap it up here quickly.
Holt is a son?
Two.
Is he two?
I left my 13-month-old.
I remember.
And for yourself.
Sorry, I lost you there. It's in the toddler.
That's okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up here shortly, Chris. Had one more kind of closing thought?
Yeah, I grew up in New England, and I love old buildings and old architecture. I mean, that was my... I just came back from a visit, and it really is something interesting. When I first moved to Westland in 1976, I've been here almost 40 years.
Hold that thought. Can you introduce yourself? We didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, Angela Dreher.
Thank you. Angela Dreher. Keep going. Sorry about that.
One of the things I'm worried about and absolutely would insist on would be a geological survey and an environmental impact. And everybody says, oh yeah, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. I think that's essential. Our current mayor has even said, as a geologist, you've got to be careful over there. You may have to terrace some of that. I wouldn't build on something unless I knew first what I was building on. You know, water runs downhill. They don't call hidden springs for no reason. You know, I think there's a lot to learn about the topography and geology of that area. And environmentally, there are some important plants and birds and animals in that area. Mm-hmm. And I think that deserves consideration. My second concern is the traffic. And I know ODOT is in charge, and we were told in one of our meetings that the ODOT people have said, oh yeah, we'll get to you, we'll get to you. I wouldn't dream of building in there until I figured out or knew what the traffic pattern was going to be first. I think that is essential. Now, I don't know how you push ODOT to get them to say, well, we're going to do this or we could do that or whatever. But those three things to me are very important. Geological survey, environmental impact, and traffic. I really think they have to be looked at before you decide condominiums. And the other thing about tourism, you guys, it's seasonal. You know, it's seasonal. Remember that. I taught sailing for years on the Willamette River. Nobody signed up for lessons in January, February, and March. I don't know how many people tour Oregon immediately after Christmas or Thanksgiving. I really don't. So to keep quoting tourism as if this is going to be the end-all pay income 12 months of the year, I don't think it's realistic. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, thank you. Shall we...
Are we ready to move?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll move that we adopt the letter as edited, both with the red line edits and my edit.
Okay. Would you mind reading yours in just so I get it correctly?
So changing the first paragraph to read, the Westland Historic Review Board passed a motion to go on record to support.
Okay.
And continuing on.
Very good.
I would second that motion.
Call for question.
All right. So,
Can you hear me, Chris?
I can. Yes.
Oh, great. Board member Sherland.
Aye.
Lewis.
Yes.
Mattis.
Yes.
Chair Peterson.
Yes.
Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. I trust that, Chris, you will
edit them, get them to you to sign off, and I'll deliver it to the city council as soon as it's out.
Great. Okay. Thank you, guys.
And it'll ride along with the project as it goes forward. So, I mean, giving to the council is one thing, but it's more important to have it in the process at the planning commission level with the consultants at the staff level. That's the importance of getting it in now.
Trust that.
Well, we got his vote.
The board
talked about me needing to read this at the next meeting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just to have this read at the next city council meeting.
Yeah.
For the record.
Let me do them one more time, and then if I have nothing else to add unless you guys have.
Yeah. No, I just.
So you have it reworked, and then it'll be
read into the into the record.
Yeah.
If we can get Chris to sign off on that with our foursome for a vote, and then there will be much work.
I have his vote if he's gone. You'll just end your meeting without whatever he slips on.
Sounds good.
Do you do this every meeting?
No.
Collins?
No. No.
We're so lucky to be here tonight.
Well, okay.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Okay. Issues adjourning?
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Jim, you mentioned economic analysis or studies of the old police station? Or redevelopment of it?
No.
Or the observation. The